All right, so you guys have probably heard about the Sunday scaries. What about the September scaries?
Explain what Sunday scaries are for those who don't know.
Sunday scaries are that feeling that you get, like when you hear the 60 minutes clock.
You have them, I do not.
I do, where I'm like, there's this dread and this heaviness because the weekend is over and you've got stuff to do the next week. You know, it's just that kind of like, feeling.
The stress of the impending week sets in. Your freedom is over and you're back to the grind.
So just as there are Sunday scaries, there are September scaries for the exact same reason. And I felt this the first time I saw Mums out in front of the grocery store. I went, no, because I dread the winter and the cold. So listen to this from the New York Times. If January is the Monday of the calendar year, summer is clearly the weekend. June is Friday. July is Saturday. August is lazy, delicious, fretful Sunday, which is why so many of us currently find ourselves in the grips of the September scaries. Those familiar with the concept will recognize the feeling. It's a combination of dread, regret, and anticipation that accompanies the end of a communal pause and the beginning of a hectic and demanding time. You can blame it in part on our collective fantasy of summer, right?
Yeah.
And think about this, like when it's time to go back to school, you don't remember that dread, Scott, at the end of the summer as the summer was winding down and you start to see the school supplies in the aisles, that pit. You didn't get a pit in your stomach that, oh, we got to go back?
No.
Really?
I don't get dread. I get excitement. Like in March, I get excited. It's spring is back. In the fall, I get excitement. Football season's back. You know, nice weather. You know, sit out on the back patio. I don't get this. Like, when you talk about the Sunday, what do they call the Sunday?
Scaries.
Scaries. Where the 60 minutes clock is ticking and you're like, no, I'm like, wow, here comes an hour of some kick-ass journalism.
Now, I will tell you this. You know what makes it easier for me and you're going to laugh? Football. Because that is a distraction. Oh, well, the Chiefs are on. You know what I mean? That is the best distraction to the Sunday or September scaries.
Okay.
And is part of it that we have too much free time now? And maybe. I know that sounds really weird.
I don't know that anybody's accused Americans of having too much free time.
I understand that. But, you know, I was making a comment to Mary Beth about our weekend, and I was like, man, we did so much this weekend. And then I thought about it, and I was like, we really didn't do that many things. We did like eight things. It's not a lot, you know?
Eight is a lot. Well, eight is what a do you lot. Mean?
That's two a day.
But so many Americans do nothing now on the weekends. Absolutely nothing. They're so burnt out from their week that they just go and they sit for 2 days. And then they get super anxious because they're like, wow, I got to do stuff tomorrow. And as Dana mentioned, if you do stuff,
Hang on, Sam. Do you really think that Americans, by and large, spend weekends just sitting around on their fat butts and... I mean, even on days where I don't have, on like a Saturday or Sunday, where we don't have anything on the calendar, I'm still going for a walk. I'm working out in the yard.
We do a lot of yard stuff right now.
I think that the number would shock you of how many people do absolutely nothing on a weekend. If you have a home, you do yard work, but how many people don't have homes now?
You are really Debbie Downer today.
Right?
How many Americans don't have homes and can't afford to eat?
Well, I'm not Debbie Downer. I'm being realistic.
Well, Sam, tens and tens of maybe more than 100 million people in America have homes.
Well, yeah, and I'm not saying that everybody just sits around and does nothing. But I was talking about
That's
the Sunday scaries
much what you
as
said.
A whole. Okay.
You said Americans are fat and lazy.
That's sort of what he said.
Well, the statistics bear that out.
Anyway, what they say to help you get over. The September scaries.
The whole point I was making was get up and do stuff.
Is get up and do stuff.
That's all I was trying to say.
That is the remedy
for
the Sunday and or September scaries.
The grass is greener on your side if you get up and water the grass. That was my whole point.
Okay. Well, now that the two of you are new homeowners, I'm sure on Sunday night at 6, you're not watching 60 Minutes and feeling dreadful about tomorrow. You're out in the yard.
We're mulching.
You're looking at birds.
Looking at birds.
Which, by the way...
I cannot wait. We have someone from the Audubon Society of Kansas joining us in the 3 o'clock hour. Audubon. Because right now, there are 300 million birds migrating right over Kansas and Missouri. In the next, little bit here. Don't look up with your mouth open.
Okay. Quick break. News coming up in 2 minutes. I go over there. Sam Stevie III. That is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. We'll see you right after the news here on Dana and Parks.